We got up to the Tefillah, the Teshuvah, that discusses the, first of all, Teshuvah for ourselves and Teshuvah for others. It brings over here that a person, this idea of Teshuvah, that a person can never give up on having a connection, proper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the extent that we read when Esav and Yaakov had this argument, who's going to come to get the bracha? That Yaakov Avinu was told by his mother, Rivka, to come and to get the blessing from Yitzchak Avinu. So there it says, when Yitzchak Avinu felt Yaakov's hand, says, Yadayim Yedei Esav, Hakol Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yedei Esav. So there are different perushim and explanation on this idea. What does it mean exactly that the hands are the hands of Esav, but the voice is the voice of Yaakov? So he wants to say, from a sefer called Me'or Einei Chachamim, he wants to say as follows. He wants to say that a person could be mamash, his hand is involved with different types of activities that are improper. Could be Rachman al-Islam, that a person behaves as far as the behavior and the hands are concerned, exactly like the behavior of Esav, Esav HaRasha. However, he says, one thing you can never give up. Kol zaman she'akol kol Yaakov, she'mitpalel mitchanen ma'ashem itbarach. That if a person uses the idea of Yaakov Avinu, the Jewish nation's power is ultimately the power of the voice, that we have this capability to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our tefillot. That a person requests from Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive me and my averot, and give me another chance. As long as this Kol Yaakov exists, שמתפלל ומתחנן, יש לו תקווה. Then still he has a hope, that בזה שם one day he will be able to fix himself up. אבל אם נמשך אחר הרע, עד שלא יוכל להתפלל עוד, but a person could reach a level that חלילה וחס he could lose, that there should not be. But that's also atzad yetzer hara, that a person should know that the ultimate purpose of Yetzer Hara is not to get us to sin, just to become Yedei Esav. No, Yadayim Yedei Esav, no. The fact that a person gets to reach the level of Yi'ush, that he gives up hope on himself, that he says, I cannot come to pray. I cannot bring myself to the level of being mitpalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means then you lose on self-esteem, you have lost yourself completely. Actually, you can itpalel od, that you can no longer pray as ein tikva. Chas v'shalom, then and only then. That means as long as you could be chalila v'chas, yadayim yedei esav. But if the kol Yaakov exists, that means you continue to learn Torah, you continue to pray to Hashem, then there is a hope that one day a person will get a chance to fix himself. You pray to Hashem, that Hashem, please help me. I don't want to have this nisyonot. Help me out over here. But if a person gives up hope to that extent totally, that is, you allow the Yetzer Hara to win over the person, then and only then, you have lost hope completely. Then it's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you allowed the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, to win over the person. That, I'm not worthy of prayer to Hashem. I'm not worthy to be connected to God. This is Atzad Yetzer Hara. This is what Yetzer Hara wants, that the person who have should be meyayesh on himself, should give up hope, and that's what it is. If you remember, I once mentioned this idea from Rabbi Nudan Abarbanel, that's why we see by Yonah, when he was running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of going to Nineveh, he ran away to Tarshish, and he says that he went all the way in the bottom of the ship, and he went to sleep to the extent that the Goyim had to come and wake him up. Says that Malecha Nirdam, Kum Kirayel Elohecha, that what we say in Selichot, is based on the Pasuk in Yonah, that's what Rabbi Dan Abarbanel writes, that was his idea, that he gave up hope on himself. Therefore, a person who is depressed goes to the bottom of the ship, puts a blanket over himself, that I'm depressed, don't talk to me. So this is to the extent that a person should realize, we should never give up hope. We should not give up hope on ourselves and not on others either. That is, if a person lifts himself up, and we should always give courage to others and to ourselves also, then a person should know, a Jew, it says, Lo yidach mimeno nidach. A Jew will never be lost. No Jew will be pushed off. A person can always be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as you don't allow the Satan to win over you, you have a chance to be able to return. That should be always our hope, as Hashem. We should always be zoche that the Kol Yaakov, we should never lose. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.